Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim on Iyunei Hadaf Hayomi B'Sihata Dishmaya. It's been going so well since we started this series, and we've had a tremendous amount of Sihata Dishmaya, Baruch Hashem. And we are continuing. We've already had two shiurim on this topic, and it was so geschmack. We're going to try to make it a third. And what is the topic? The topic is the shechita of a mummer, a kusi, and a goy. That's what we've been discussing. And we were basing ourselves on the chidushim of a goyin, Rav Bitzalel Zolti Zatzal. The Rashba writes in Taras Abayis, "V'nirali mehad mummer lechol nevelis." It's a little bit of a long quote. Hopefully, we'll try to explain. It would appear to me that if you have a mummer to eat nevelis lahachis, to anger God, that he's choshed lenabil lekalkel, that he's choshed that he's going to make nevelis, he's going to mess up the shechita, then moisim lo lechatchilo. We don't give him lechatchilo, we don't allow him to shecht. But b'di'evit, since a murmur l'davar echad is not a murmur l'kol ha'tarah kula, v'kayma not lami the murmur l'aysa davar l'avi murmur l'aysa shechita l'aysa shechita asai. And we also paskin that even a murmur l'aysa davar, even for shechita, is not a murmur t'asu the shechita, ela b'idek sakin v'naysa, and lo you check the knife. And you give it to him, make sure it's a good knife. Afilu murmur l'aysa davar l'hachis, even if he's a mummer, he's not considered like a goy. So if a Jew is standing and watching him, his shechita is kosher. And it could be that even b'di'evit is shechita. It could be that even b'di'evit, and other people see him, his shechita is pasul. Why? Now he turns around. Originally he said it's kosher. Now he says maybe it's possible. If a person is a mummer to eat chalev, we don't accept the carbon from him for eating the chalev. The Gemara in Chulin that we learn. If he would not have done the Aveira, then, because he's a Shoigeg, then he brings a carbon. But if he's lo shav miyidiyah, so when he finds out, he doesn't care, he doesn't bring a carbon. If he finds out and he cares that he did an Aveira, he brings a carbon, because he's Shoigeg. But if he finds out he doesn't care, no carbon. Because mummer l'davar echad l'hachis, or elos davar kumul l'chol tera kula. If it's a mummer l'davar echad l'hachis, so he's like a mummer l'chol tera kula. So we don't let a zayid or a zah mummer bring a carbon. Ad kan divrei ritva. So it's mavur mi divrei ritva that he's mistapik. If a mummer oichel nevelus lahachis, if his shechita is kosher, he's a mummer loisoy davar. So is his shechita kosher, is his shechita not kosher? That's the suffix of the Rashba. However, the Rashba and Daf Dalit was machriya that a mummer oichel nevelus lahachis im shachat v'achayim roin oisoy v'nim sakinu yafim mudu lachom his shechita soy. The Rashba paskins that you're allowed to eat from his shechita. Because a mummer l'davar echad is not a mummer l'kol ha'tarah kula. Ve'en ishchitas nachri di Yisraelu, el shamari b'mitzvah zu. So the ritva is machri, the Rashba is machriya, that a mummer l'davar echad is not a mummer l'kol ha'tarah kula. And even l'oisei davar, if he's a mummer l'achon nevelis l'tayavu, and he can still shecht. And he's not like a guy, he's a Jew, just in this mitzvah, doesn't like it. And so writes the Torah in Simon Beis, B'Shem HaRashba, that a mummer oichel nevelo is lahachis shchitasik sheira. But we still have to understand from the Tamiya of the Rashban himself, Sharei legabe havas korbanos, we say that a mummer ledavar echad lahachis is laisei davar mummer lekola tarakula. So if he's a mummer for chelev, he's not shav miyidiyah, so he finds that he ate chelev, he goes, ah, gevaldik, he doesn't bring a carbon. So why don't we say the same thing about shechita? That was the Zahara. So shechita, we should say the same thing. Since he's a mummer lechol nevelos lahachis, he's loisei davar kamummer lechol atarakula, and his shechita should be pasul. So it appears as follows. The Rambam writes in the third parak of Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos Halacha Dalet, Yisrael shu mummer l'avodah zarah. I'm a chal Shabbos before Hesse, and Makal Meno Korban Klal. So a Jew is a mummer l'avodah zarah. He serves idols. He's a machal Shabbos for Hesia. God forbid. Ain't Makal Meno Korban. You don't accept the carbon from him at all. Because it says, Adam Kiakar from Mikem. If you learn chulin, it sounds familiar. But if he's a mummer for other averus, we're mekabel all korbanos in order that he should do tshuva. If he's a mummer for Shabbos or avodah zara, out mikam velo kolchem lo tzias a mummer. But if he's a mummer for other averus, we accept his korbanos. And if he's a mummer la veira, vu meforsim viyadua la soisoi vu horgoba. He's meforsim. It's known that he does this avera. He's used to do. He's accustomed to doing this avera. Bein lahachis, bein l'teyavon. Ein lekabim eno korban lois avera. Whether it's lahachis or l'teyavon, we do not accept from him a carbon for this avera. Mavur midivrei Rambam, that is mechalik between a mummer l'avodah zarah and mechal Shabbos and a mummer l'avera achas. A mummer l'avera achas, what does the Rambam say? It has to be morgel umeforsim la'asosa. He's accustomed to doing it. Everybody knows he does it. Then he's considered a mummer. And then we don't accept for him a carbon for that avera. But a mummer, l'avodah zarah, will chal Shabbos, there the Rambam doesn't say that he has to be morgel and meforsim la'asoisa. So it's mashmi even one time he was over avodah zarah, or he's mechal Shabbos, he's a mummer. Now the Mishnah Lamelech, in the third parak of Hilchos Shkagas Halacha Zayin, was tamei on the Rambam. Soser Mishnaso. The Rambam writes in Shechita Dalet Tesvav, Yisrael mummer l'aver m'aver shayim mumche al harezer shechet l'chadchila. Tzorach Yisrael kosher l'dokes esakin v'ayim mummer l'avodah zarah l'chal Shabbos v'fra'es yireyu kakam v'shchitas anevela. Mishu posel eidus b'aver m'aver shebetar reza choshet b'enu l'bein atzmai im ayim mumche sheinu miniach davar mutar v'ochel davar aser. So the Rambam first says that Yisrael is mummer for any avera in the Torah, and he's a mumche and knows how to shecht, he can shecht l'chadchila. The Jew has to Kosher Jew has to check the knife and give it to him. If he's a mummer l'avodah zarah machal Shabbos, he's an akum in shchitasos nevela. If he's pasul le'edus because he did a certain avera in the Torah, he did a lav, he shechts by himself if he's a mumche. Because why would he mess it up if he doesn't have to? He might do averas, but if it's easy for him to do the mitzvah, he'll do it. The Kesef Mishnah writes, the mummer loy have Ela im hu muad. Lavu al mitzvah porek ola. Ula me'al tzavara. Ava mishu pasal leidus shil shepam achas avar al achas me'al mitzvahs. Harezeh shochet latzma bodek latzma. The svar of the Ram is that a mummer is somebody whose custom is mu'at to be over on the mitzvah to throw the yoke off his neck. But somebody's pasleid this because one time he was over in Aveira, he can shecht bar for himself and check for himself. So it's mashim divrei Rambam that somebody who's pasleid this by Aveirim and Aveiris shel Torah. That includes all Aveiris, even Avodah Zarah v'chilul Shabbos. As long as he's not mu'ar or muhsak lavor, he's called pasul eidus, and yet his shechita is still kosher. Because he's only considered a mummer if he's murgal lavor. He has to be muhsak lavor avera. So we have to understand then what the Rambam writes in Ochas Maisa Korbanus, that a mummer lavor azar v'chil Shabbos is even pamachas. He's a mummer. Here the Rambam seems to imply that in order to be a mummer he has to be muhsak b'avera, even chil Shabbos and avodah zarah. Whereas in Maisa Karbanas, the Rambam says even one time is enough. So which one is it? Does he have to be a muhsak lavor aveiros or even one time? Now, b'ikur divrei Rambam hilchos shechita, that he's only a mummer if he's murgal or mu'ad lavor, like the Kesef Mishnah writes, that to be a mummer, you need to be a mu'ad lavor, you have to consistently be over. But b'pam achas, he's not a mummer. And so is Das HaRashba. Beis Yosef, you're brought in the Beis Yosef, and Yerodea Kuf Yotes, then it has to be over three times, then he's a mummer and he makes Yain Nesach. Tosin Chulin, Daf Yedal Ramad Aleph, Divor HaMaskel HaShochet discusses this. In Erev and Samach Tes Ramad Aleph, there's Machlokas Rashi Tosfis. If Bepam Achas Shechilas HaShabbos, he's considered a mummer. V'yesh L'tmoa. Was a big kash here. Because in Chulin Daf Hei Amud Aleph, it says, Mikem V'lo Kulchem L'hotzi Yasa Mummer. Mikem B'chem Chalakti V'lo Bumos Min Abaheim Alavi B'nei Adem Shuv Lom Abaheim Mikan Amru Mekavim Korbanos Miposhe Yisrael. So first we're Mamayit a Mummer, and then we're Mamayit, and then we say that we are Makabal Korbanos Miposhe Yisrael. Except for a Mummer and Menaseh Chaseyayin and Ovid of a Zohar and Machal Shabbos for Hesia. So the Gemara asks, Gufa Hagufa Kasha? First, we were Mamayit the Mummer, said a Mummer can't bring Karbanos. Then we said we're Makabel Karbanos Miposhe Yisrael. So which one is it? Are we Mamayit a Mummer? We're not Mamayit a Mummer. So the Gemara goes weiter in this Mahalach and tries to make some Kimta in the Braisa. Kasha is, if we say that a person is not a mummer when he's over one time, he has to be over three times, numerous times. So we can say that Mikem Lahotziya Sam Mummer is where he has Torah's mummer, he was over a number of times. And that it says Mekablim Korbanos Miposhe Yisrael is referring to where he's over only one time. He's a Poshe Yisrael, he's Pasal Edus, but he's not yet a Mummer. And the Nesiva says this in Siman and Beis, that even though he's not a Mummer, Ela B'Huchsek Lavor, only B'Huchsek Lavor is a Mummer, but he's definitely a Rasha. When he does the Aveiru Pam Achas, is Pasal Edus. So why doesn't the Gemara make such an Okimta? And when it says he's a Mummer, it's a number of times, and such a person we're not Makabal Korbanos from. And Poshe Yisrael, that we are Makabal Korbanos, it's even one time. He's just Pasal Edus, but he's not a Mummer yet. So we're Makabal Korbanos from him. So therefore it appears as follows, that the din mumr lifsol shchita and the din mumr lahavos karbanos are two bazundere dinim, two dinim miyuchadim. That shchita, the yisod psul mumr, the Rambam writes perek dalet milchas shchita, is because a mumr is like a goy and a shchita is an avela. If so, the erkapat psul is because he's like a goy and his shchita is a shchita's akum. But gabe habavos karbanos, that a mumr was mismayed. It's not because a mumr is like a goy, because adarabba, from a goy, we are makabel korbanos. Bachem chalakti velo b'umosok the Gemara. Only by you I made a chilik by a mumr and not a mumr. Not the goy, we're makabel korbanos from akum. Just mumr is a chalois deemed if neatzmo, that he's mismayed meharvos korbanos, machmas shehu mumr. So they're two separate dinim. Mumr is ka'akum v'shchitas in avela. That's because this mumr is like a goy. Shchit is a shchit of a goy. But the gabe havos karbanos, it's not al goy because we're makabel karbanos from a goy. Rather, it's because there's a special chalois din that he's mismayit me'avos karbanos machmas shum mumr. And therefore it would appear that the chalois shem mumr is chal on him, even when he's Ovid Avodah Zarah, or Mechal Shabbos, even one time, he becomes a Mumr L'chol HaTorah Kula. But that a Mumr becomes like a Goy, that's only if he's Murgol Muchzak L'Avod Avodah Zarah L'chal HaShabbos. But if he did it only one time, even though he's a Mumr, but he's not yet like a Goy, he doesn't have a din goy unless he's morgul and muchzak lavor, then he's like a goy. And according to this, it emerges that with respect to avos karbanos, that we're memayit a mummer, we don't need that he should be muchzak lavor, because there a mummer was mismayit, not because he's like a goy, but rather because a mummer is a chalos din bifnei atzma, that he's mismayit me avos karbanos, machmas shum mummer, v'shem a mummer chal gam bo. B'pam achas, one time he's over the Zora, or he's Michal Shabbos, he'll show in hot gehat as shem mumr. He already has it, one time. But to be ka'akum, that takes a morgul and muhzuk. So based on this analysis, we understand the Rambam and the Rashba, that for shchita and yayin nesech, in order for one to pass a l'shchita, or to make yayin nesech when he handles the wine, that he is a din like a goy, we require that he should be muchzak lavor, because by shchita and yayin nesech, a mummer is not passeling the shchita, and he's not making yayin nesech because he is a shame mummer, but rather the yisod adin is because a mummer is like a goy, and therefore his shchita is pasul, and his yayin is yayin nesech, and he's not like a goy unless he's muchzak lavor. So we understand the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita that he have to be muchzak, because there we want to establish the shem goy, in order to establish the Shem Goy, to pass the Shechita, to make Yayin Nesech, you need to be more Galavor. Mashen came Bilchas Maisa Karbonos. There the Rambam implies very, very nicely, very correctly, that even b'pam achas, that a person's Ovid B'Dazor's Mechal Shabbos, he becomes a mummer, and he doesn't bring karbanos, and that's because of the chalois shem mummer, his cholbo, even when he's over p'am achas, because there it's a chalois shem mummer. For chalois shem mummer, you just need one time. However, it's mavur b'divrei Rambam that even lahavos karbanos, there's a difference between a mummer l'davar echad and a mummer l'avoy dezaro l'chalos ha-shabbos, because only b'oyved avoy dezaro b'mechalos ha-shabbos nasa mummer b'pam achas, because of the chomer aveira he becomes a mummer even one time. Avav a mummer l'davar echad dasa Rambam is that he's not like a mummer l'oisa davar unless he's more golem of forsim lasoisa. Avav a pam achas shavar, he's not a mummer l'oisa davar. So that explains the Rambam in Maisa Karbanos that he's shul shum mummer l'avoy dezar mechal shabbos fresia ein mekal leno karban klal shenem radim kiak riv mi piya shmu alam du mikem v'lo kuchem lotzis a mummer. So you want to passel him from bringing a karban even one time is enough. Aval in my mummer the shara averus makablim menu kol a karbanos kishachs with tshuva is more for other averus from makabel. So you should do tshuva. But if he's a mummer laver from a forsim viadu lasayis of orgel ba, bein lachas bein latov and aim makab menu karbanos avera. But if he's a morgel in a certain avera, then we don't accept from him. So one time. Person doesn't have Avera, it's fine. But if he's a mummer loisa dover, and he's morgel, we don't accept a carbon. So when don't we accept a carbon from Mechal Shabbos? Even one time. Ovid Zara, even one time. When does Mechal Shabbos or Ovid Zara, when is there Shechita Pasul? Only if they're morgel. Because there it's Ka'akum. They're passing Shechita because of their Ka'akum. Ka'akum is only if they're Murgal. They're accustomed to doing the Avera. That's the Chiluk when it comes to Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. And for Shara Averis, if he's a Mummer L'Davar Echad, he has to be morgel in order to make it that we don't accept his karbanos. Not to accept his karbanos for Avodah Zarah and Shabbos is one time. Not to accept his karbanos that he should have a shame, or not to accept his karbanos for other averis is only morgel because it's not as chomer as Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. So now let's come back to our Rashba. Rashba said that Mutar Yochel Nevelus Lahachis Shechita Tok Sheira, and on this the Rashba himself is Tamei and the Torah Sabayis. Why is it different than a Mumer L'Chelev who doesn't bring a Chatas Chelev? Because Lo'isai Dov Arayu K'mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula. So if Lo'isai Dov is the Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula, then he can't bring a Chatas Chelev if he's a mummer for chalev. So why then, if he's a mummer to eat nevelus, why do we machshir his shechita? So it would appear, based on the foregoing, that only lavos karbanos, that mummer is a chalois din bifnei atzmo, that he's mismait me avos karbanos because he's a mummer. So there we say a mummer lo sodor is considered a mummer, and he doesn't bring karbanos. Avalegabe shechita. Haray mummer lo pasul l'shchita machmas shum mummer. Eli yisod adinu mishum sharehu ka'akum. Shchita is not pasul al tz mummer. Shchita is pasul al tz akum. and his shchita shchitas akum, and he's, and so he's not an akum unless he's mumer l'chol haTorah kula, or he's ovid avodah zarah, is considered a mumer l'chol haTorah kula. When he's a mumer lo yisa davar, even though chol bo Torah is mumer lo yisa davar, but he's not like an akum, and his shchitas kasher. And that's the Rashba writes that afilu mumer lo yisa davar lahachis lav kinachri chashvin and lei. Is nisht via goy. He's not like a goy in his shchitas kshera. He's not like a goy if he's only a mumer lechol nevelus lahachis, and therefore his shchitas kasher. So that's the chilek. The chilek is that by bringing a karban, all you need is a shame mummer. So to be a mummer lo sadaver, you have a shame mummer. Zeh, so maspik lemnoa mimenu lavi karbanas, at least that karban that he's a mummer for. When it comes to shchita, he has to be a goy. And just doing one aveira, he's not a, doesn't make him a goy, doesn't make him like a goy. However, Tosis in the Rosh hold that Mumer Lechol Nevelus Lahachis Shchitas Upsula. We already mentioned this sheet in a previous shir, and there Lishitas and that a goy is mismayit from Vizavachta because he's not Mitzuva Ala Shchita, and Mumer is mismayit also from Vizavachta because he's not Mamin V'Choshish Lizvicha. So it emerges then that the psul mumer is a chalois din psul bifnei atzmo shemachmas shehu mumer. He's mismayit from vizavachta, and it's like the din mumer that he's mismayit ma'avos karbonos because he's a mumer. He can't bring karbonos. So this person who is Ochel Nevelus Lahachis, so he is a Shem Mumer, and according to Tos in the Rosh, to passel you from Shchita, it's enough to have a Shem Mumer, just like the Din Mumer, who is mismayed from Avos Karbanos. Just like by Avos Karbanos we saw, that just the Shem Mumer passes a person from Avos Karbanos. So too old Tosfos in the Rosh, that a shame mummer similarly passes mishchita, just a shame mummer. You don't need to be a guy, just a mummer, and then you're passing for korbanos. So that's the Tosfos in the Rosh, and therefore they passel ochel nevelus lahachis shchita subsula, because he's mismayed from vizavachta. He's not ma'amin v'choshish lizvicha. So he's a psul mummer. It's a chalois din b'fnei atzmo because he's a mummer. He's mismayit from his avachta because he doesn't believe in it. So it's like a din mummer that was mismayit from avos karbanos because he's a mummer. He's not allowed to bring karbanos, and therefore his Tosfos in the Rosh are very correct when they say that just like l'inyan avos karbanos, mummer lo yisa davar, have lo yisa davar mummer l'kol haTorah kula. So if he's a mummer lo yisa davar, so he's like a mummer l'kol haTorah kula, and he's out. So who adin l'gabei shchita? Mumer lo yisa davar abikum mumer lo yichol haTorah kula. Aber the Rashba held l'shitaso that a psul shchitas akum. We learned from v'kar alecha, we discussed in the previous year, v'kar alecha ve'alecha mizivcho, that don't make a bris with the nations lest they call you and you eat from their zevach, like the Rambam says. That's the psul of shchitas akum. You now let eat from their zevach. They weren't mismayed from v'zevachta. So kol shekein mumer isn't mismayed from vizavachta. If a goy wasn't mismayed vizavachta, certainly a mumer wasn't mismayed vizavachta. What's the miut from? Karol chavachad mizivcho. He's going to call you this goy. He's going to call you, and you're going to eat from his zevach. Who's going to call you? The guy. And from that same pasuk, we're memayet a mummer, because this mummer is like an akum, and his shchit is like a shchit of an akum. That's the yesod apsul. It's not because he's not choshish for the shchita, that he doesn't care, that we exclude him for zavachta, only somebody who cares about the zvicha. No, we're memayet him from, the guy's going to call you. And you're going to eat from his zevach. And this mumra is a din goy. So therefore he writes very nicely, the Rashba, that a mumra lo sadavar, even though he's a Torah's mumra lo sadavar, and he doesn't bring karbanos lo sa'avera, it's like he's a mumra lo kol ha'Torah kula. He's a vidat avera. Nevertheless, his shechit is kosher because he's not a goy. Unless he's taka mumra lo kol ha'Torah kula. Or he's an Obed Avodah Zarah Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. Then already he has a Din Goy. But to give him his Din Goy, he needs to be a Murmur L'Chol HaTorah Kula or Obed Avodah Zarah Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. But just that he's not Choshish for that Avera, that doesn't give him a Din Goy. So therefore his Shechita is Ksheira. So we started off the Shir, and we started with the Kasha. We saw the Rashba and Taras Abayis. Who's mistapik? If a mummer ochel nevelos lahachad shchita is kosher or not? He has a kasha that it shouldn't be kosher, because if he's a mummer about chaylev, we don't accept him a carbon for chaylev. So here also, if he's a mummer ochel nevelos lahachis, we shouldn't accept his shchita. He doesn't care about this mitzvah. On the other hand, the Rashba is machriya that mumra ochel nevelos lahachis, his shechit is kosher if other people see him. He's not considered a mumra lechol ha'Torah kula, his shechit is kosher. So it paskins the tour. But how do you deal with the kasha? How can his shechit be kosher? He's a mumra lechol ha'Torah, just like by karbanos, if he doesn't care, if he's an ochel nevelos, if he's an ochel chaylev, we don't accept a karban on chaylev. So too, if he doesn't care about shechita, why should we allow him to shecht? The teretz is to pasul shchita, we need somebody to be like an akum. Not to care about shchita doesn't make him into an akum. But to pasul him from being, from bringing his carbon, there it's enough that he is a shame mummer. And if he's a mummer, lo so dover, that's already enough to give him a shame mummer. And he doesn't bring karbanos. So his shame mummer he gets just for osa dover. Just bring a mummer osa dover. But a shame goy he only gets if he's a mummer the kol ha'Torah kula or Obed Avodah Zarah Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, and that is only because it gives him a shame goy. And then he's mismayet from the pasuk of by shchita v'karlecha v'achalta mizivcho, that excludes goyim. So to pasul his shchita, we need to be like a goy, and ochel nevelos lahachitz doesn't make him a goy. To pasul bring karbanas, we need to be a mummer. And if somebody habitually eats chaylev and he wants to bring a carbon for chaylev, he's a mummer, so he's out. So Baruch Hashem b'si'at d'shmaya, we advanced further the sugya, and there's still loads more to say. And we give ourselves a bracha that we should say it, and that we should be zocha lilmodu lelamed lishmor v'lasu sulakayim z'kol divrei salmo terasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest mitzvah.